Amazon. Let's pray first. Father God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for what you've given me to give to myself first and then to the people here. So Father, we thank you for your word. We bless it right now. We bless the ears that will hear your word this morning, God. Let your word stir us up, God. Let your word put a fire in our spirits, God, that we might go forth and be doers of what we hear. Father, we say thank you for your word today. We say thank you for all those that are here. We thank you for those on Zoom. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Okay, we're going to go to the word of God. And the scripture I used this morning was the scripture I'm going to use in our in the message today. John 19:30. The Gospel of John 19:30, the King James Version. So when Jesus had received, give y'all time to get there. I forget about that. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Bowing his head, he gave up his spirit means he died. He died. Jesus went to the cross not for himself. He didn't go for himself. He had not committed any sin. But he went to the cross for the sins of the whole world. He took all the sins of the whole world upon himself. All the sins from Adam up to the time when he went to the cross, and all the sins of the world from the time he went to the cross to the end of the world. All sin for all mankind, for all time, was put on Jesus. And I don't know if you saw the Passion of Christ that Mel Gibson produced or not, but we saw a little bit of it last week when we were at the Black Mountain Transformation Experience. And to see how they took the whip and beat him, and the flesh came out on those hooks on as they beat him and hit him, it was hard to see the suffering that Jesus went through. The scripture says he was marred above all men. That means you couldn't, he was beat to the point he was unrecognizable. But he was still alive. And they still made him, try to make him take his own cross, carry his own cross up to the way he was going to be crucified. But he couldn't hardly carry it, so they got somebody to carry it for him. Just think about all our sins were placed on Jesus. All the suffering he did was not for himself, but he suffered for us. He suffered for mankind so that we would have a right to receive Christ as our Savior. We would have a right to be once again a son and daughter of God the Father. That we would have the opportunity to spend eternity with him. Jesus did all that for us. He did all of that for us. And on the cross, after he had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." All mankind's judgment was placed on Jesus. All our weaknesses, all our sins, everything was placed on him. Every disappointment, every weakness, everything was placed on him. It was placed on him. I want to use for a subject this morning, Jesus gave us radical permission. Jesus gave us radical permission. And this morning when I asked someone to come up and tell me about the transformation experience, I realized y'all need to be given some radical permission to stand up and be bold for the Lord. So this morning, the purpose of the lesson is, the message is to be boldness to believe. Because we, if you've been born again, if you accepted Christ, you are sons and daughters. We are believers. And we have been given radical permission. Radical permission. I want to talk about this for a moment. Before Christ, they went by what they called the law. It was a real ritualistic religion or law. It required you to be something, but it didn't give you the power to become it. So you were left with self-will power. This type of power varies from person to person and can never change a person's heart. That's why Jesus came. He came to change our heart. Unless our heart is changed, the person is not changed. We can try to change ourselves. We can be self-willed. use our own will. I've tried to diet and use my own will. It worked for a little while, but it didn't last long. All of us have tried to do things on our own. We've tried to will ourselves to do something, will ourselves to stop something, will ourselves to do better. We say, I'm going to do better tomorrow than I did today. I'm just going to get out there. I'm going to make myself. I'm going to do better tomorrow than I do today. Tomorrow come, you might do better. Next day, you might do better. Next day, oh, Lord. You know, we fall by the wayside. That's self-will. That's knowing that you want to do better, trying to do better, but you don't have the power to change your heart. But Jesus on the cross, when he said it's finished, when he uttered those words, it is finished, he gave us radical permission to be. He gave us radical permission to change. He gave us radical permission to accept him as our Lord and Savior, to accept forgiveness of sins, to accept what he had done for us, and say, Jesus, now I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I receive forgiveness of sins. He gave us radical permission to do that and receive everything he's given for us. Church, it's time to get radical. It's time to get up off our seat, of complacency. It's time to get radical for the Lord. He's done so much for us. He's done so much for us, but we just are letting everything he did for us on the cross, in some ways, we're letting it just be there. It's like he's not getting everything he paid for. And he wants to get everything out of our lives that he paid for at the cross. He's given us radical permission. And let's talk about radical permission. Radical means very different from the usual or traditional extreme. Very different from the usual or traditional. Now, it's usual for the Lord to walk in here today. He says, speak to all of us, she sits down. What would be unusual and radical for the Lord? Suppose the Lord came in just praising God and saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and jumping up and dying. That would be radical, wouldn't it? That would be extreme. That's what radical is. Radical is doing what you don't normally do, what nobody else expects you to do, but you're doing it for the Lord. Radical. Radical. It's some people that have done some radical things out here. You know, Martin Luther King was radical. People thought he was very radical. What he did. You're going to have a nonviolent approach to this thing. You know, some folks might say, I want to just knock him out and be done with it. You know, he said, no, no, no. We're going to do it differently. So radical, it means stepping away from the traditional, usual way you do things. What about permission? The act of permitting or giving somebody consent or authorizing them to do it. Authorizing them to do it. So Jesus has given us radical permission. When he said it is finished, his words on the cross closed the door on a covenant based on the law, the prophets, and the blood of animals. Old era of sons and daughters of Adam laboring under guilt and shame and the fear of death is over. It's over. He's given us radical permission to say it's over. Those days of me being weak, it's over. Those days of me listening to the enemy, it's over. Those days of me not walking in all that God has for me, it's over. It's time to be radical. It's time to take that radical permission that he's given us. The old man died with Christ. And we have radical permission to consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God. Sin has no more dominion over us. We've been studying Romans. You that have been going through Romans with us, and I think the Lord's been going through Romans with us, we've been learning that sin has no more dominion over us. We have been delivered from the dominion of sin. That means once Christ comes in your heart, he makes you a new creation. He makes you a new person. And now you have radical permission to be that new person. Is everybody going to like you being that new you? No. Is everybody going to want you to be that new you? No. But that don't make any difference. A person has radical permission, doesn't care about what people say or think, as long as they're obeying God. As long as we're walking in the will of God. As long as we're flowing in the Holy Spirit, then it's okay to be radical. We need some radical Christians. We really do. We need some radical Christians to step up and say, okay, Jesus is Lord. You know, we need some radical people, some radical Christians that will say that. Sin has no more dominion over us. That's Romans 6:6, Romans 6:8, Romans 6:11, and Romans 6:14. We're not going to read them. But he's given us radical permission. Let's look at Matthew 28:18. This is after the resurrection. Jesus has risen from the dead. They crucified him. He went to the cross. He paid for the sins of all mankind. They put him in a grave. They thought they were done with him. They thought that was it. But on the third day, the day we're celebrating today, he rose again. And this is what he said in Matthew 20:18, after the resurrection. This is after the resurrection. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And the next verse, I'm not going to read that. The next verse says, now you go. I have been given all authority. And so now I'm giving you authority. I'm giving you authority. Jesus' resurrection has given us power to live out what the cross accomplished for us. We have the power of the resurrection in us to live out everything the cross accomplished for us. Everything. Everything the cross accomplished for us. We have the power in us, what? To live it out. To live it out. We have been given radical permission to be who we are in Christ Jesus. We have permission to walk out every promise of God. We have permission to walk out every promise of God. We have permission to be who Christ says we are. We have permission to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. We have radical permission. We've been given permission. Why have we been lagging behind? Why have we been acting like we haven't been given permission? Why have we been acting like we don't have the authority Christ has given us? Why have we been acting like we don't have his go-ahead to do what he told us to do? Whatever promised in the word of God, whatever God has in his word that says we should have or we should do, we have permission to do it. We have permission to be it. We have radical permission from him. We have permission to walk out every promise of God. Much more now, we have radical permission to live in the image of Christ as sons and daughters of God. We that are born again, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And anybody that want to be can be a son or daughter by just receiving Christ Jesus. Why are we not acting like daughters? Why are we not acting like sons? Why are we not acting like who we are in Christ? Why are we not acting that way? Because we've been given radical permission. It's time to get up out of that, whatever we allowed ourselves to get into, and walk into who God has called us to be. Walk into who we are. Walk out who he's put in us. Walk out the power of God in us. Walk it out. Walk it out. Speak it out. Do it. It's time to come out of discouragement. It's time to come out of that place we've allowed ourselves to be discouraged. It's time to come out of that place where we've allowed ourselves to quit and give up. It's time to come out of disappointment. Now, one of the things I got from the transformation experience was that I had allowed myself to be traumatized by disappointment. And the Lord let me know that disappointment never comes from him. He never brings us disappointment. He never brings us discouragement. That's not of God. That's not of God. And so we don't have to allow ourselves to be discouraged. We have to allow ourselves to be disappointed. We don't have to allow that. I looked up disappointment, and disappointment means defeated. Defeated by what somebody has done or said, or defeated by something that's not happened. We are not defeated. 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 Dominique, my nephew, here this morning, he stepped out and started working for himself in a shop. Now, I'm quite sure you had some things you had to overcome to do that, didn't you, Dominique? Those people don't come to get a haircut. Well, I don't make enough money. What am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? But he stepped out. He didn't allow discouraging words or opposition and all that stuff to hinder him, but he kept going. And once he gave his life to Jesus, he's going to be a powerhouse, y'all. But, you know, God wants to be, he's given us radical permission. He's given us radical permission to step out and be who we are in Christ, to walk out the promises of God. And that's what God wants us to do. We need to say, as Jesus said, I can of myself do nothing. But with God, all things are possible because we what? We're never alone. And that's John 5:30. No, we can't be a radical on our own, but we're not on our own. We can't step in this radical permission by ourselves, but we're not by ourselves. We're in Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus is in us. We're one with him. And so we're never alone. We never have to be by ourselves because we're never alone. The only time we're not by ourselves, is when we think we're by ourselves that the enemy comes and takes stuff from us. But we have radical permission to tell the enemy, I am not alone. I have the power of Christ on the inside of me. I'm not giving in to your things you bring to me. I'm not going to give in to all of that. I'm not going to give in to thinking down. I'm not going to give in to being discouraged. I'm not going to give in to quitting. I'm not going to give in to giving up. I'm not going to give in to any of those things you bring against me, because what? I have radical permission to be strong. I have radical permission to be more than a conqueror. I have radical permission to walk in every promise of God. I can do this because what? Christ lives in me. He lives in me. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in you. Dolores, you have radical permission to step out and use that anointing God has in you. You have radical permission to step up, speak out, let the anointing of God flow. You got permission, girl. You got permission. You got permission. And Paige, you have permission. Don, I'm sorry. I told him about Paige this morning. Don, you have permission. You have permission to step out in your authority and take authority over everything in your life, all the situations, everything the enemy is trying to do. You have radical permission to use your authority against everything the enemy brings against you, and to stand up strong. Stand up strong. Amen. And even Faison, you have radical permission too. You have radical permission to step in all that God has for you, to be all that God has said that you are. You have radical permission to step in that financial place that God wants you to be, and to receive all that God has for you, and to be in ministry in that place that God wants you to be. You have radical permission to tell the enemy no. Amen, Gabby. Gabby, I got a hallelujah from you, didn't I? Thank you, Gabby. We have radical permission because Christ lives in us. Let's look at Ephesians 4:22. I thought I had a new King James Version, but it says the modern New King James Version, modern King James Version. So I think it read about the same. Ephesians 4:22. For you ought to put off the old man according to your way of living before, who is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And you should put on the new man according to God, was created in righteousness and true holiness. So we that are born again, we ought to put off the old man. That means put off that old way of living. Put off that old way of thinking. Because the old man is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And then it says in verse 23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I think Romans tells us what? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our mindset has to change. We have radical permission to change the way we think. We have radical permission to change the way we think. God wants to change the way we think. He wants to change the way we see things. He wants to change our perspective on things. He wants to change that. Now, an illustration about a glass. And they took a glass and they filled the glass half full of water. And all depends on how your perspective and how you see the glass. Some people see the glass as half empty. Some people see the glass as being half full. You look at and see the glass being almost full, whereas somebody else might see it as being what? Almost empty. So what do we see this morning as we look around? Do you see the church as being full or almost empty? It all depends on how we look at it. But we have radical permission to change how we see, how we think, and how we look at things. He's given us permission to do that. So how do we put on the new man? Since the stripper told us to put off the old man and put on the new, how do we do that? We put the new man on by faith. Everything that deals with God is by faith. You have to believe. You have to believe. You have to believe. You got to have faith. You got to believe that what God has said is true. It will come to pass no matter how long it takes. No matter what you have to go through to get there. You got to believe that you can get there by faith. You got to believe it's going to come to pass and be just the way God said, by faith. By faith. Not by how it looks. Not by how you think it ought to be. But you got to do it. Look at it. By faith. Okay, God, you said that by your stripes I'm healed. I don't feel healed. I've been dealing with this for a long time. I've tried this, I've tried that, I've tried this, I've tried that. Maybe somebody prayed for me and somebody prayed for me. Prayed for me. I took some medicine. I went to the doctor. I did this, I did that. And I'm no better. So what do you do? You got to look at the word of God and say, okay, God, I have to believe this by faith. I have to believe it by faith. I can't put a time limit on this thing. I can't go by what I see. I can't go by what I feel. I have to believe that what you said is true. Now, I only have to believe that it's true. I got to believe that what you said is true and that it will come to pass, that it will manifest, that it will come to pass. And sometimes things come to pass quickly. We're able to get them quickly. And sometimes it takes a while. It takes a while. But the thing is, are we going to endure? Or are we going to give up? Are we going to keep going? Or are we going to quit? Faith does not quit. Faith keeps going. Faith keeps going. Faith keeps believing. When we stop believing, we're not in faith. When our hope is gone, we're not in faith. We got to have hope to stay in faith. So we put on the new man by faith. Put him on by faith. I mean, you might not be acting like the new man today, but you got to, by faith, know, okay, I'm the new man. I didn't talk like him today. I didn't act like him today. Lord, I messed up today, but I'm a new person. By faith, I'm going to keep believing that. That's what you do. As we renew our minds through the word of God and his presence, we are being transformed. Romans 12:2. And believe that. Just don't read it. Believe that as you renew your mind through the word of God, you are being transformed. Believe that. Believe that. Because the more we read the word of God and allow the word of God to change us on the inside, we're putting on the new man. We're being transformed. We're changing. And all of us can see where we have changed before. You can look at your life since you have accepted Christ and see that you have changed. And if you change in one area, you can change in another. If God did it here, he'll do it there. God is not fickle. He don't change back and forth. You know, if he did it for you then, he'll do it this time too. He will. He will. We have radical permission to declare, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You have radical permission to say that and believe it. Say it and believe it. You have his permission to do that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I cannot do it through myself. I cannot do it through Ernestine. But through Christ, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you can too. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He strengthens you to do it. He strengthens you to do it. He strengthens you to do it. He strengthens us to do it. He strengthens us to do it. What impossibility are you facing? What is in your life that seems like an impossible thing and you just can't seem to get through it? Through Christ and with him, you can get through it. He will strengthen you. He will strengthen you. He will strengthen you to get through it. He really will. He really will. We can do like Jesus said, what I hear him say, I say. What I see him do, I do. Nothing is impossible to us who believe. Whatever we hear the Holy Spirit say, we can say. Whatever we hear the Holy, whatever we see the Holy Spirit do, we can do. We can do. We can do. You got to believe it, though. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. Nothing is impossible to us who believe. Nothing is impossible to us who believe. If I didn't believe the word of God, I wouldn't be here this morning. If I didn't believe the word of God, I wouldn't be here teaching this to you this morning. God had brought me through some many impossibilities, and I still got some more impossibility things to go through. But I believe it, that with him, all things are possible. All things are possible. We have radical permission to be who we are in Christ Jesus. And I'm so glad that we're not clones. God made us different, and he uses us differently. So you have radical permission to be yourself. You don't have permission to be me. I don't have permission to be you, but we have radical permission to be who we are in Christ. Be who you are. Who are you? What's your likes and dislikes? What's your character? You know, who are you in Christ Jesus? Because you have permission to be who you are in Christ. You don't have permission to be anybody else, but you have permission to be who you are in Christ. So be who you are. Be who you are. Be who you are. You have permission to be who you are. This morning, you have permission to be you in Christ Jesus. You have permission to be you. And I want you to know that. You have permission to be, you don't have permission to be me. I don't have permission to be you, but you have permission to be you. So be you. Be you. God wants you. Not you trying to be somebody else. He wants you. I heard a minister yesterday, he said this. He said, God does not touch who we pretend to be. He only touches who we are. So if I'm trying to be Eve, then God's not going to touch that because That's not me. But if I'm being myself, then he touches that sincerity of me being me. He blesses me being me and not me trying to be somebody else. Let's stand this morning. Everybody stand right now. It's going to take long. I'm getting ready to close the message. I'm ready to close. I hope y'all okay with me, my shoes being off. In the Bible, they didn't wear sandals and they went barefoot, so. We're not legalistic. If I want to wear my take my shoes off, I can. God's okay with it. And I hope you are too. I release over you this morning radical permission to be filled with all the fullness of God. I release that over you this morning. On Zoom, I release over you the radical permission to be filled with all the fullness of God. Dominique, I release over you this morning that you can be all who God created you to be. You know God got a plan for you. He has a plan for you. And so I release over you the plan that God has for your life. I release over you the ability to find that plan, to walk in that plan, and get to know God and who he says you are and to walk in it. I release that over you. I declare and release over you, all of you, that you shall do greater works than Jesus did because he said so. I release that over you. I release that over you. Because Jesus, what, he's gone to the Father, but you're still here. So I release over you that ability that the word says you have, do greater works than Jesus did. I release that over you. I give you permission, Dolores, to be Dolores. I give you permission to walk in who you are in Christ. I give you permission to forget about the past and step into your future. I give you permission to forget about all the words and thoughts of the past that tormented you. And I give you permission to walk in freedom and then the anointing that God has over your life. Don, I release over you permission. Permission to be free from everything the enemy has tried to destroy you with. I give you radical permission to be the Don that God created you to be. He created you to be more than a conqueror. He created you to take authority over every power of the enemy. And I release that over you this morning. Next, Eve, I release over you permission to be Eve. To be and walk in the fullness of God. Forget about being who anybody else think you ought to be. To forget about who you think you ought to be. And I release and give you permission to be who God has created you to be. And to walk in that. To walk in that. To believe that. To stand in that. And be that. And to speak up and be yourself. The self that God created you to be. Christ in you. The hope of glory. I release that over you and give you permission to be that. Bexar, I release over you the voice of God, God's voice in you. They will rise up and speak out in confidence and strength and courageous. I release over you and give you radical permission to allow God to bubble up and say whatever he wants to say through you. Walk in what God has created you to walk in and be as bold as a lion. I release that over you. In Jesus' name. God gave us both permission and a command to seek his world, to shape this one. He said, in the prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, where? On earth as it is in heaven. I give you permission to shape your world, each of you, your world. So it will be as it is in heaven, so shall it be in your world. So shall it be with you. Even as it is with Jesus, so shall it be with you. As he is, so are we in this world. You have permission. You have permission. It's a brave new world. We have radical permission to expect that it will continue to come on earth as it is in heaven. If it's not like that in heaven, don't let it be like that on earth around you. And it goes for me too. Everything I say to you goes for me too. If that's not the way it is in heaven, don't tolerate it being that way with you. If you're not walking in heaven, Jesus has all authority. He has all authority. He has conquered all. He has conquered all. And he wants us to walk in that same authority here on earth. And say amen. 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 Be seated. You can turn it off. And save it to the cloud. Amen. You have radical.